Oh, John Kerry's Mideast peace talks have gone nowhere. Hey, all, Scott Horton here for the Council for the National Interest at councilforthenationalinterest.org. U.S. military and financial support for Israel's permanent occupations of the West Bank and Gaza Strip is immoral, and it threatens national security by helping generate terrorist attacks against our country. And face it, it's bad for Israel, too. Without our unlimited support, they would have much more incentive to reach a lasting peace with their neighbors. It's past time for us to make our government stop making matters worse. Help support CNI at councilforthenationalinterest.org. All right, y'all, welcome back to the show. I'm Scott Horton. It's my show, The Scott Horton Show. On the line, I've got Kevin Zeese. He's a lawyer and an anti-war activist. And other kinds of activists, too, I guess. A Bradley Manning, a Chelsea Manning activist. Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me on, Scott. Good to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you, too. Let's see, comehomeamerica.us, that's one of them. Tell me some more websites where people can look for you.
Well, the major one for me is Popular Resistance, which deals with all the various movements. It's popularresistance.org. If you want to see my legal writing, I'll do a lot of that on the Green Shadow Cabinet, greenshadowcabinet.org.
Where what kind of shadow cabinet again?
Green.
Oh, I got you.
It's an alternative to the existing government.
Got you. All right, greenshadowcabinet.org, that's interesting. Okay, yep. So good. Now listen, the reason I brought you on is because you wrote this great thing. It'll be running on antiwar.com tomorrow, and it's all about Edward Snowden and the case against him. And, well, Hillary Clinton said some things, so let's start with that. What did Hillary Clinton say?
Well, you know, Hillary, she's spouting the national security state line and saying that Snowden should come back and face trial and claiming that he'll have a, you know, a fair trial and an opportunity to defend himself. She's echoing the comments of the current Secretary of State, John Kerry, who also said Snowden should man up and come back and face prosecution. Of course, the reality is that there is not going to be a fair prosecution if Edward Snowden comes back. It's a rigged deck. It's a really a phony trial that he's charged with several charges that would give him 30 years in jail, making him add more to that. And, you know, they're charges under the Espionage Act primarily. And that's an act that, you know, was written in 1917, maybe the eighth prosecution in history under that act, and that President Obama has more than double the number of prosecutions under the Espionage Act than any other president. So we have a history now. We see how these prosecutions go out, and it's not pretty. It does not provide justice to the person accused.
Well, and of course, it's right there in the name of the damn thing that they're lying. Espionage? What espionage? He gave this stuff to the Washington Post. People want to make whatever kind of poster boy out of Greenwald. He gave this stuff to Barton Gellman, who... He's a hardworking reporter, but he's not a controversial reporter. He's a Washington Post, you know, investigative national security beat reporter. He wrote a biography about Dick Cheney that had a lot of great stuff in it, but it wasn't some kind of controversial fringe media, anything kind of thing. This is as official as it gets in American society, and that ain't spying.
No, in fact, both the Washington Post and the Guardian won the Pulitzer Prize for public advocacy because of their coverage of the Snowden documents. So they recognize the Pulitzer Prize, the top journalism award, recognizing that those leaks were done in the public interest. And that's what would not be included in the evidence if Snowden were prosecuted under the Espionage. The Espionage Act has become a law. It's just bizarre. It's recent decisions by lower courts, so this has to be upheld by higher courts, and I think it will eventually make its way to the Supreme Court in the Chelsea Manning case. But the key issue is, under lower court decisions, they've decided that the Espionage Act is a strict liability act. So a whistleblower who admits that he released these documents has no defense, because it doesn't matter why he released them. The very fact of releasing them makes him into someone who committed Espionage Act. The fact that he did it in the public interest, exposed crimes in order to improve the country and make the country work within the law, would be not told to the jury. The jury would not know that. They wouldn't know that Ed Snowden received an award for intelligence integrity from a top former intelligence official in the United States.
It wouldn't even be admissible as testimony at all.
That's right. I mean, none of that would be allowed in the record.
All right, well, now listen, my absurdity is, my specialty is absurdity. So let me do that ad absurdum. as absurd as I can. So what if Edward Snowden had leaked? Because we're talking about, you know, interpretations of 702 or some kind of thing. Let's make it easier. What if he had, you know, documentation that Obama was knowingly using the CIA to, I don't know, say, well, torture, I guess, is de facto legal now. What's illegal? How about smuggling heroin? And he's keeping the profits, him and his old business friends from Chicago. But they're using the CIA to do it, and it's outright criminal. They're in violation of 100 felony criminal statutes. You're telling
example.
Me that if
That's
Edward Snowden leaked that to the Washington Post, that would still be espionage under the court's interpretation of what this law means.
Well, the law basically says if you leak security documents, you are guilty. Now, the question is, would those be national security documents? I don't know if they're, you know, heroin smuggling ring led by President Obama would be classified as a national security document or not. But assuming they did somehow classify it that way and someone leaked those documents, that would be espionage under the law.
So maybe if he wasn't keeping the money for himself, but the CIA was spending it on a secret war in Nicaragua or whatever,
that would be
sovereign
yeah.
immunity and nothing really criminal on their part because they're the government. They decide what's the law. But it would be criminal
right.
on his part if he told the truth
yeah,
about the it
crazy
to the American
people. Interpretation to have a strict liability offense like this for something as important as essentially treason. I mean, espionage is basically treason, and to have someone strictly liable for that, even if they're releasing documents to expose crimes, to me is just absurd. And then on top of that, we also have all these now these security state cases, you know, where people have been prosecuted, and you find all sorts of anomalies in the way they go. For example, they're almost always routinely denied bail, despite the Constitution saying your right to bail. The due process that they provide is inadequate to provide for a real trial because a lot of it's conducted in private. The Constitution calls for a public trial, and yet these trials are routinely have large parts kept secret because they claim it undermines national security to have this public public trial in these kinds of cases. And then these trials often take place in the Eastern District of Virginia, which is in Alexandria, Virginia, and it includes places like the Pentagon, Pentagon City, Roslyn, Crystal City. These are all areas where massive numbers of weapons contractors, intelligence contractors, security contractors, the Pentagon, the families of all those people, and that's who makes the jury up. So you get this very biased jury. And so it's really it's impossible to have a fair trial. And in the article you mentioned, I compare it to Alice in Wonderland, where in that scene, Lewis Carroll, the court scene, he really mocks the justice system of England as being unfair. And so much of what happens in that that Alice in Wonderland trial would apply in the Snowden case. There would be secrets. There would be secret evidence. There would be jurors that are idiots. There would be a court. The protesters would be silenced. Everything that happens in that trial would happen to Snowden. So essentially, Hillary Clinton
something.
And John Kerry are saying, hey, Ed Snowden, you should be Alice and get tried in Wonderland.
Well, that's supposed to be a loose metaphor, not a perfect analogy on every point, Kevin, but I guess you got him, man, on this one. God damn.
Well, it's a sad situation. And, you know, I'm also a member of the Courage Foundation board, and that's a foundation that's devoted to protecting all whistleblowers as well as protecting our right to know. And the Courage Foundation has its first campaign is to protect Edward Snowden. And you can help out in a couple of ways. You can go to the Courage Foundation and see how you do it. But basically, the two things you can do are, one is you can send a picture of yourself saying that you support Edward Snowden and mentioning your city and some country. Because one thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be approaching those countries to give him a political asylum. When his asylum runs out in Russia, we hope it gets renewed, but we're also looking for alternatives. The second thing, he raised money for his defense because it's an expensive process to get his side of the story out. So check out the Courage Foundation, just like with the Chelsea Manning Support Network, which I'm on the steering committee on. Check out the Courage Foundation and support Edward Snowden. He's done so much to expose such incredible crimes by the government that he deserves our support now. So even if you just send a picture showing your support, that's a big step.
Yeah, no, that's great. And that's couragefoundation.org?
Yeah.
Courgefoundation.org. Kevin Zeese, everybody. The great Kevin Zeese. Popularresistance.org, greenshadowcabinet.org, and couragefoundation.org. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, Al, Scott Horton here to tell you about this great new book by Michael Swanson, The War State. In The War State, Swanson examines how Presidents Truman, Eisenhower, and Kennedy both expanded and fought to limit the rise of the new national security state after World War II. If this nation is ever to live up to its creed of liberty and prosperity for everyone, we are going to have to abolish the empire. Know your enemy. Get The War State by Michael Swanson. It's available at your local bookstore or at Amazon.com in Kindle or in paperback. Just click the book in the right margin at ScottHorton.org or TheWarState.com. Hey, Al Scott here. Ever wanted to help support the show and own silver at the same time? Well, a friend of mine, libertarian activist Arlo Pignatti, has invented the alternative currency with the most promise of them all, QR Silver Commodity Discs, the first ever QR code 1 ounce silver pieces. Just scan the back of one with your phone and get the instant spot price. They're perfect for saving or spending at the market. And anyone who donates $100 or more to the Scott Horton Show at scotthorton.org/donate gets one. That's scotthorton.org/donate. And if you'd like to learn and order more, send them a message at commoditydiscs.com or check them out on Facebook at /commoditydiscs. And thanks.